China.
Nuclear energy. Leading the way. China is building the next generation of nuclear reactors.
Last year, engineers at China's Shidaoan nuclear power plant turned off the pumps pushing coolant around the reactor core. Then they waited. At a typical power plant, this would have been dangerous. Nuclear reactions create lots of heat, which is normally transferred by a coolant and then converted into electricity. With the pumps off, the nuclear fuel might have continued to heat up until it liquefied and damaged the reactor. Such meltdowns can release radiation. That is what happened in 2011 at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan after a tsunami damaged its cooling systems. But no such disaster occurred at Shidaoan. At first, the reactor did heat up. Then it cooled down before any damage was done, says a paper by the plant's engineers published in July. This was thanks to the plant's clever design. Conventional reactors are powered by long fuel rods containing uranium. At Shidaoan, though, the fuel is in the form of tiny particles of uranium coated with carbon and other chemicals and embedded in tennis ball-sized spheres. These are known as pebbles. They can cope with extremely high temperatures without melting. Shidaoan is an example of a fourth-generation reactor. Scientists hope these models will be able to generate power more safely and efficiently than older ones. Many countries are trying to develop them, but only China has one operating at a commercial scale. Shidaoan was plugged into the grid in December. And with this test, its engineers have shown that a theoretical advantage of fourth-generation reactors works in practice. It is a demonstration that China is exceptionally capable in nuclear, says Jacopo Buongiorno of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. China connected its first civilian reactor to the grid in 1991, some 3 decades after America had done the same. Now, though, China is 10 to 15 years ahead of America in deploying fourth-generation nuclear technology, according to the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, a think tank in Washington. China is also building conventional reactors far more quickly. Of the 60 or so plants under construction globally, 45% are in China. When it comes to fourth-generation reactors, there are half a dozen possible designs. Chinese engineers are trying to build plants based on all of them, but they did not invent any of them. Shidaoan, for example, is based on an experimental German model. China is adept at bringing such designs to life. Its special sauce is the ability to prototype and test and modify until they've squeezed out every drop of efficiency, says David Fishman of Lantau Group, a consultancy. Generous state financing and good supply chains help too. China has several uses for these plants. It hopes to reduce its dependence on imported oil and gas by relying more on nuclear power. Such energy is also cleaner than that from fossil fuels. China is building lots of wind turbines and solar panels, but these depend on the cooperation of nature. Nuclear power is a more reliable way to meet baseload demand, the minimum level of power required to keep things running. So it is seen as a good replacement for some of the thousands of coal-fired power stations in the country. China aims to increase the proportion of its electricity produced by nuclear plants from around 5% today to 18% by 2060. Fourth-generation reactors have other uses too. Some models run at even higher temperatures than conventional nuclear power plants. The heat this creates can be used in sectors such as chemical manufacturing, which require high temperatures for industrial processes. At the moment, this heat is usually generated by burning fossil fuels. In August, the government approved the construction of another fourth-generation model, which will provide heat for a chemical plant in the southeastern province of Jiangsu. China's nuclear power stations, like those elsewhere, use nuclear fission, which splits the nucleus of a heavy element. But Chinese scientists are chasing the dream of nuclear fusion, which aims to mimic the process that powers the sun. Fusion plants might produce a near limitless supply of energy while creating much less radioactive waste than fission plants. And unlike fission plants, they would not require uranium, which China has to import. But maintaining a fusion reaction that produces more energy than is put into it is tricky. China spends about twice as much as America on fusion research, reckon officials in Washington. Chinese scientists are filing more fusion-related patents than those of any other country. Last year, the government set up China Fusion Energy, a company that aims to commercialize the technology and link up nuclear firms and universities. Still, a dose of realism is in order. Scientists have spent decades trying to make fusion work. For now, fourth-generation reactors will have to do.